재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Steve recommendation.
Oh, I love this show. I really love this show. But it's not for everyone. That much I know as well. It's called The Sinner. It's on the Flix. And season 4 just came out. It came out on the Flix just now. But I think the actual series came out maybe last October. It stars Bill Pullman. And the executive producer of the show, I believe, is Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel, she was actually in season 1 of the show. And let me tell you just a little bit about what it is. So Bill Pullman plays a police detective by the name of Harry Ambrose. And in season number one, Harry Ambrose, this police detective, he delves into the past of Cora Tinetti. That's Jessica Biel, who plays this troubled woman, to determine why she stabbed this guy to death. In season two, Harry Ambrose goes to his hometown. In season three, Ambrose investigates a fatal car accident. And in season four, which I'm on right now, he travels to northern Maine in the United States. He's retired, supposedly, but then something happens in the town, and then he kind of comes out of retirement to try to figure out what's going on. Here's a little clip from the trailer from season four of The Sinner.
You been drinking tonight? What about drugs? Medications you're on.
Look, I saw her fall. She was out on the bluff, and she went straight up to the edge.
That wasn't her. Percy didn't do this.
Maybe I made a mistake.
One of the locksmen saw Percy drive by after your 911 call.
Somebody has a hold on her.
If she's alive, she could be anywhere.
She was scared that some guy was after her.
You're the only innocent person in this house.
You lied to me.
You need to let this go.
What is it about Percy?
We're the same, you and I. We're both guilty.
Oh, I love this show so much. You know how we're typically used to a program that kind of goes episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it's like boring and slow and nothing really happens? Mm-hmm. The cool thing about The Sinner is, boom, episode 1, mm-hmm. this major thing happens, mm-hmm. and then it slows down a little bit. Mm. Bill Pullman, the police detective, tries to unravel what's going on and what happened. And season 4, I really love because it's in Maine, so it's like a fishing village, mm-hmm. and every family kind of knows each other and these hidden secrets and things like that. I really like it. Again, it's not for everyone. Some of the content is a little bit dark or inappropriate, so don't watch this with the kids or with your grandma over the Solal weekend. They probably won't like it. But if you like a dark, twisted psychological thriller, then check out all 4 seasons. They're all there on the Flix right now of The Sinner. People looking for stuff to watch over the holiday weekend, mm-hmm. I assume. That's my recommendation for this week. When we come back, we pass 3:30. Here's the XX on hold.
I don't blame you. We got carried away.
Six degrees of connection.
All right, getting back to it now. We left at Deborah Song, right?
Yep, that's right. Deborah Song and Macaulay Culkin, like you mentioned, Steve, they did get engaged, finally.
I didn't know they were dating.
They were dating for a while.
Really a long time.
They have a kid.
Yeah, a 9-month son. They've been together for 4 years.
Mm.
So it has been a while. Are you guys familiar with Deborah Song?
No, not really. I just read that article last night, and it said something like she was a childhood actress
in
Hollywood, and I'd never heard of her before.
She was really big on the Disney Channel.
Mm.
The Sweet Life, featuring the twins, Dylan and, oh, I forgot their names. The guy from Adam Sandler, Big Daddy, the little boy.
Okay. And
they're
Friends.
Played by twins.
Okay.
And on Friends, Ben, Ross's son.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Cole.
Yeah.
Dylan and Cole.
Sprouse. That's their name. Good job, Kate. Teamwork. So yeah, she really blew up on that show, I think, The Sweet Life of Dylan and Cole or something, where it featured the twin boys, and she was like one of the sort of like friend figure, older sister figure that sort of looks out for them. She was also in on The Social Network, the movie. She was in a couple things, nothing like super standout though, unfortunately. Now Brenda Song, I think she gets more attention for her love life, obviously with Macaulay Culkin now, but she used to date Trace Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus's brother?
That's right.
I didn't know Miley Cyrus had a brother. He never gets talked about.
He's in a band called Metro Station.
Oh, I know that group, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Are they big?
Big enough. I mean, they're not Oasis or anything, yeah, they get some love.
Oh, I had no idea it was actually notable. But yeah, he's in that band. But again, also, he's more known for his love life. He was engaged to Taylor Lauren Sanders, an Instagram model, Demi Lovato singer. And Hannah Beth Merhos, I'm not too sure. She is considered one of the people that created the job of influencer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, she was like a MySpace star at the age of 15.
Wow.
And she has built that profile up to where she was getting money and paid for it. And that's kind of the beginning stages of the job of influencing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, Trey Cyrus, brother of Miley Cyrus, of course going to take it to her because, you know, how can you not? Also broke out on the Disney Channel from Hannah Montana. I actually, you know, a lot of people will be like, oh, Miley Cyrus. I think she's super talented.
I thought Hannah Montana was okay. I went home from work one day.
Yeah.
And you know how you just kind of turn on the TV and just watch whatever while you eat?
Or stationed your programmed it to I turn reala- on.
Hey, I was 20 minutes into Hannah Montana before I realized it was Hannah Montana. And I thought, this is all right. And I kind of felt invested at that point. Yeah. So I just saw it through. And the only problem I had with it is like, she would be on stage as Hannah Montana and then like step off stage for 2 seconds and then come back. And she's this different person who looks exactly the same. And I'm like, what?
But nobody could tell.
Like, I'll watch it anyway.
No, I thought there's something very charming about Miley. I see why she gets the love she does. She attained the most U.S. Billboard 200 top five albums in the 21st century by female artists.
Oh, wow.
So that goes to show she is a very talented singer.
Yeah, incredible.
Miley Cyrus met her ex-husband, Liam Hemsworth, on the movie The Last Song. Now, funny thing about Liam Hemsworth, I think we know him more now as Gale Hawthorne from The Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's that good-looking guy, right? Him and Miley married December of 2018. Unfortunately, they did divorce August of 2019. She's dated a few people since. Liam Hemsworth, I thought this was so interesting.
Is he Thor or is the other one Thor?
Okay. So, Chris Hemsworth is Thor, by the way. Mm. So, Liam is brother to Chris and Luke, that's what I was going to say, Alex. So there are three of them, right? And they're all actors.
Yes.
So apparently the first two brothers pursued acting, and then Liam was the youngest, and he used to like lay tile apparently and was like, should I follow my brother's footsteps? Okay, why not? I'm going to go to LA and just give this thing a shot. He got like his first gig like 3 weeks in. Yeah, and he was on this, you know, he was on a couple of TV shows and whatnot. And then he got this offer for an audition for a big, big role for a movie, Thor.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
What?
He auditioned for Thor, but he didn't get it because he lost it to his brother, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, no way. They both auditioned for the same part.
Isn't that so funny?
Oh, wow.
Well, Chris obviously got it and blew up, but it's okay because Liam ended up getting cast in The Last Song where he met Miley and it was fine and his career took off in another direction. Anyway, let's go on to Chris Hemsworth now. He is indeed Thor, one of the highest paid movie actors apparently to date. He has that big movie on the flicks, Inextricable, I want to say. Extricable?
I'm confused. Big action movie.
Anyway, he's most known for Thor. And he is a talented actor, aside from just being sort of the meaty character type of actor. Chris Hemsworth apparently is a real big fan of MMA. Because he was seen in October of 2019 in Melbourne at what was considered one of the biggest events in MMA history. I'm not a big MMA person, so these names don't mean much to me. It was Robert Whittaker versus Israel Adesanya. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it took place at Marvel Stadium, where Chris was there. And a lot of MMA fighters were apparently present supporting this fight. Apparently it was a big one because one was like the underdog undefeated. The mm-hmm. other one was like headlining champion. One MMA fighter that was there, stick with me, I know these names don't mean much. Alexander Volkanovsky was mm-hmm. present. I'm going to rush through this. Alexander Volkanovsky, he is a part of the UFC, and he is currently the UFC featherweight champion.
Okay.
So a big fighter with a pretty big name. Mm-hmm. He went up against another fighter back in April of 2021 named Brian Ortega. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Brian Ortega is a fighter that probably we wouldn't even pay a second glance to had he not almost gone up against the Korean Zombie.
Mm. Oh.
So we're familiar with the Korean MMA fighter, the Korean Zombie, right? Mm-hmm. So what happened here, this took place a few years back, but apparently the Korean Zombie and Brian Ortega were set up to go for a match together, mm-hmm. but Brian Ortega got an ACL ligament injury, and he had to pull out of the fight. Mm. So the Korean Zombie said in an interview, I think he chickened out. Mm. He pulled out, right? And he tried to avoid me, and that's what happened. Uh-huh. And he said this in an interview in Korean. So obviously, you're going to need an interpreter.
Sure.
Yeah.
Guess who the interpreter was?
The girl who did Bong Joon-ho's interpreting.
No. Oh. It was rapper Jay Park.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I know I got to Jay Park, but I got to finish this story. So Jay Park translated this, interpreted this. Oh, yeah, you know, Brian Ortega, he ducked out trying to avoid Korean Zombie. Mm. Now, Korean Zombie and Jay Park were together for the rest of that evening until Korean Zombie had to go to the bathroom real quick.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Jay Park was left alone. Brian Ortega came over, open palm slapped Jay Park on the face.
Thinking it was the Korean Zombie?
No!
Okay.
Just because Jay Park was the one that explicitly said those words.
So Brian Ortega may have thought that was Jay Park's opinion.
Maybe.
Rather than translating for what the Korean Zombie...
I doubt it, though, because I'm sure the Korean Zombie was standing right next to him.
Where was this? At, like, a chicken restaurant
or
something?
No, this was at a big, like, MMA event.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, Korean Zombie took to Twitter and had a few choice words for him, calling uh-huh. him, basically, to sum it up, you're a chicken for fighting or taking it on a civilian mm-hmm. and not me. Mm-hmm. And you waited for that one moment where I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did they fight eventually?
No,
that was the end of it?
Yeah, that was the end of it.
Wow.
Poor Jay Park!
He just got slapped!
He got slapped! And it was like open palm. That is like disc slap. Not
we
even
have
a punch.
We have a word for that, which I will
I
not say on the radio. But that's okay because Jay Park has a new business venture, right?
Yeah, he's in the news because he started up a liquor company for soju.
It must have been quite the shock, though. You know, you're just kind of sitting there minding your own business, and then one of the bigger names in MMA fighting comes over and just slaps you like you're a child who didn't do their homework.
Yep, I think
it would have either flashed by super fast, he was just completely caught off guard, or that whole thing played in his mind like slow motion.
Yeah.
And he saw it coming really slow, but he still couldn't do anything about it.
As a non-MMA fighter, you can wear that as a badge of honor a little bit.
I think it would just be like a funny anecdote now. I'm pretty sure it doesn't take it personally.
He didn't get overly injured by it?
No serious injuries. Okay. Maybe more of a bruise to the ego.
Well, that's good.
And I first thought that Jay Park was really random, but I realize it's not because Korean Zombie is actually part of AOMG.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why Jay Park was probably there because Jay Park was... Now he stepped down, but then right before, he was the head and founder of AOMG Entertainment.
Which is like a record label, entertainment label?
Yeah. Entertainment label.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right, Angela, thank you. Well done there. What are your plans for the holiday weekend? You're going to be with the family, of course.
Yeah, we're going to lay low for a couple days. And then I think just my family, our immediate family, we're going to go. We got a room at a nearby, or no, not nearby at all, but at a little hotel. So just go swimming and hang out.
That'll
chill.
Be fun for the kids.
Yeah, hope you guys have a great Lunar New Year holiday.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you, Angie.
Happy New Year.
All right, we'll see you again next time. Kate and I get back to your messages. We wanted to know about food-drink pairings today, and we'll find out more of your thoughts after Jay Park, All I Want to Do. food and beverage combinations. That's what we wanted to know today. Your favorites. Park Chung-ho says, any food with soju is perfect. Well, not any food. Mm. Like cake.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking something like ice cream. I'm like, no.
Cereal.
But yeah, I get the general idea.
We get what you're saying.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 7705 says, 독일 사람들은 맥주에 커리부어스트를 엄청 많이 먹어요. 저 역시 좋아하는 최고의 궁합이에요. So a lot of the German people, they eat a lot of beer and also wurst.
Yeah,
and so,
the currywurst, right?
Yeah. Mm. And so he's like, oh, I think that's the best combination ever.
Are you a fan of the German version of kimchi sauerkraut?
Don't think it can replace kimchi, but yeah, I do like it.
It's great. Oh, with sausage and mustard, it's so good. Mm. So, so good. Mm-hmm. Baltazar says, French fries goes best with a cola float. Ooh. Or any soft drink float. Ooh. Served in most fast food places. It's so good to dip the crunchy fries in the vanilla ice cream floating on top of the soda instead of ketchup.
Yes.
I don't remember the flavor of a float. I don't think I've ever seen it available here in Korea.
There are a few burger places that do offer it, but I don't think it's like a common thing that a lot of people enjoy in general.
If you've never heard of it before, it's basically, unless I'm wrong, it's basically a glass of soda, and then on top you put a scoop of ice cream, which sounds so random, right? Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't remember what it tastes like. But apparently people still love it these days. I guess you drink the soda and then the ice cream slowly melts into the soda, right?
So it kind of gets a bit more creamy and frothier. root beer float is the best, I would say. Woody says, 수육이나 파전 먹을 때는 막걸리. 다소 느끼한 음식의 뒷맛을 시큼한 막걸리가 깔끔하게 잡아주는 듯 침고이네요. 꼬르륵. Woody sounds like he's very hungry because he just said that 수육 or like the broiled meat or if you're eating that 파전, makgeolli is the best because it kind of has like a bit of a tang to it that kind of gets rid of all that greasiness.
Mm. Mm-hmm. My sister was a big fan of insadong.
Oh.
I took her there when she visited me and we went to the pajon places and took her for some makgeolli and she really liked both of those. Yeah,
those are amazing.
2378 says bean sprout soup with moju in Jeonju. Dubu kimchi with makgeolli in Bukansan, steamed seashells with soju in Seohaebada, and yongdeokdaege with vodka in your hotel room in Gangneung, and an ocean view to boot. It says, I should be working now, but I can't. I want to travel and drink.
As do we.
Those are specific answers. What is moju?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a soju type of distilled drink that's local to Jeonju.
Never heard of it before.
Or is it like a mix of makgeolli and soju? Is that why it's called moju?
I think your surroundings, you gave all your surroundings for your consumption there as well, really adds to the atmosphere, the punigi of the food at the time. I was actually at Bukansan recently to have some baek-baek-suk. I never had that before.
What?
Yeah, I know. We'll see. Dakbaek-suk is basically like samgyetang, except it's the whole chicken, right?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah, I think it's
not the white sauce one, right?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my equivalent. It was like samgyetang, but the whole bird. The whole big bird.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting in the atmosphere of Bugan Mountain outside with the snow on the ground and and the trees and the hills, it's so much added to the atmosphere. I loved it. It was so good.
Mm-hmm. 6727 says 떡볶이와 우유 하트 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 매운 떡볶이를 우유랑 먹으면 덜 매울 뿐 아니라 나트륨이 많은 떡볶이에 나트륨 배출에도 좋다고 합니다.
See another milk lover.
With their 떡볶이 especially if it's spicy, you know, there's a lot of like sodium that goes into 떡볶이 and so the milk kind of helps wash it out as well.
Yeah, right. Tech Aging says technically lasagna alla urbino insalata mista con percionino e cipolle and a glass of dry red wine like Burgundy 1975.
Yes.
La Urbino insalata mista con pecorino, pecorino e cipolle.
I think you did a great job. Yeah, I think you did.
I don't understand any of that. 1975 wine, that must be super expensive, I would think.
Whoa.
Hmm. Lasagna. Yeah. Lasagna's good with a nice glass of wine, isn't it?
Yes, lasagna's good with anything. Abigail says, 안녕하세요. 전 스트레스를 받으면 매운 음식이 땡기는데요. 그중에 떡볶이가 단연 최고인 것 같아요. 주시 땡 음료랑 먹으면 최고인 것 같아요. 아, 갑자기 떡볶이가 먹고 싶어지네요. Abigail says that when she's stressed, that she loves eating spicy food. And obviously, out of the spicy food, 떡볶이 is the best. And you know how some really spicy 떡볶이 places, they kind of give you that drink that's really sweet.
The
flavor.
Peach juice?
Yes.
Yes.
She said that that's the best combination right there.
With the tteokbokki?
Yeah.
I tried that peach juice. It's like pure sugar.
Yes.
That's the point, I
guess.
That
is the point.
Right. Lots more messages, but we will have to cut them off there because I want to remind you of the TBS EFM Solal Special Programming Nonstop Music Express. TBS EFM will accompany your Solal travels with great selections of music on Nonstop Music Express from Saturday, January 29th to the early morning of February 3rd. You can listen to all of your favorite tunes on TBS EFM, so take TBS EFM as your musical driving companion and let us take some of the traffic stress away from you. TBS EFM Special Solal Programming Nonstop Music Express on 101.3 TBS EFM, and regular programming at our station will be suspended during this period. And yeah, we're out of time, which means the official holiday kicks off for us now as well,
yeah.
Kate, too.
Mm-hmm.
We will be away, as per that announcement, we will be away until next Thursday. So I do wish you the happiest of Solals with your family and your friends. And I want you to eat lots of great food and get lots of rest and watch Four Seasons of The Sinner. All of those things. I hope you have a really wonderful time. That'll do it for the Steve Hatherley Show for this afternoon. Thank you very much for being with us over the last couple of hours. Once again, thank you to Angie. Kate, thank you.
Thank you.
And you too, Kate. Have a really wonderful holiday, however it is you're spending it. I hope
thank you.
You get everything you're looking for there.
You too.
Thank you so much. Coffee vouchers today, 7510-5123. We appreciate your patience. Those will take a couple of weeks to get to your phone. And we wrap it up today with Bruno Mars and Cardi B. Finesse, enjoy that track. Have a really fantastic solo holiday. We're back next Thursday. Hatherley out.